game all season, you'll notice that the extra inning stats do not count. They don't figure in what's going on. So, like, Jacob Odell ends up giving up a run at the end. It doesn't count on his record at all. Just enough breeze out there today where a couple of the youngsters are losing their hats when they run out to their position with their players. Okay, Climby jogging out to third base. Daryl Michael Jean getting out to shortstop. And he is the number nine hitter. And here comes the pitcher for today's game, Kellen Hoover. So Kellen Hoover jogs out, and we're just about set to go. Joe Putnam is the public address announcer on this Sunday afternoon.
At this time, we ask you to please rise if you're able, and we kindly request that you remove your hats. Please join me in welcoming our special guest, Nittany Lions offensive lineman Golden Israel Achumba, here to honor our great nation with a singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. In the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free, and the home of the brave.
Fans, let's give it up for Golden Israel Achumba.
Such a great guy, terrific football player in his own right. And not only that, you can hear the obvious talent. He did that at the Blue-White game at Beaver Stadium, and he does it here today. And it's great to see Nick Dawkins was out there near him taking pictures, and Dave Tremley, the manager, will walk over and shake Golden's hand along with Nick Dawkins' hand. And if you always wondered, yes, Nick Dawkins is the son of the late Daryl Dawkins. We'll come back with the opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Kellen Hoover going through his warm-ups, and defensively it looks like this. It'll be Tyler Wilson at first, Ethan Mendoza at second, Daryl Michael Jean at short, Kate Climie at third, Matthew Bardowell in left, Kyle Huxdorf in center, Bryce Matthews in right, and Will Bush behind the plate. Time now for the America's Carpet Outlet opening pitch at 4:05. Brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Opening pitch to Johnson, inside for a ball, goes fastball at 93. 83 degrees at game time as we start right on the money at 4:05. 83 degrees and sunny skies. And that pitch is a ball, 2-0 the count. What he needs to do is to get out of the gate right away and start throwing strikes. And the pitch. As hit in the air, foul, first base side, and that will drift out of play to the Geisinger Champions Club, and it is 2-1. So off day tomorrow for everybody, and then they will hit the road for the next six games before coming back here on Tuesday. It's on the ground, foul, past Randy Rivera, who's coaching down at third, and Duran Johnson is coaching at first. So Tuesday the 20th will be the next home game. It'll be a half-price walking taco Tuesday. And the 2-2 popped up behind the plate. Bush throws away the mask, but for not, it goes out of play. Bounces to our right. And it's still two balls and two strikes. Six-game homestand starting on the 20th, which will include the Saturday the 24th game in 13 days. Combining with the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, it's going to be a great scavenger hunt for all of you to get photos of six great locations here in Center County. 2-2 to Johnson, who's hitting .500 on the year. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. So Hoover throws an 87-mile-per-hour fastball to get the league's second-leading hitter out. And here is Jevin Relliford. Relliford in last night's game went 0-for-4 with a walk. Hoover delivers. Squared to bunt, takes a strike. It is 0-1. It is Greg Kiewit umpiring at third. Brian DiDomenico is down at first, and Albert Jones is one of the best in this league behind the plate. And the pitch by Hoover. Lifted in the air, down the line, right field, slicing. Wilson gives chase, reaches out, and makes a fabulous catch just to the left of the tarp. Tyler Wilson never lost track of it and was able to make the catch over the shoulder, and we have two outs. That was a big-time play by Tyler Wilson there. Put a star next to that one. So bring to the plate Luca Danos. Danos in the game was 0-for-3 last night. Danos is 2-for-7 in the series with a double. He'll bat from the right side. Plays his college ball at William & Mary. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. So he's come right back with two first pitch strikes in the first three hitters. Hoover works from the center of the slab. He doesn't favor either side, the pitch. And he bounced that one in past Will Bush. It's 1-1. Hoover will throw the four-seam fastball. He has a curveball, slider, and also throws the change. Stares in, and the 1-1. That's fouled straight back to the screen. 93-mile-per-hour fastball on that one. It's 1-2. Jacob Odell out to pick up the baseball. He was the last pitcher last night. Jacob touched 98 on the gun last night for the second time in three games. 1-2 the count on Danos, who comes in at 3-0-4. No home runs and four knocked in. Outside corner, call strike three. Got him with the straight change, and the inning is over. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, earning five stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23, ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. End of a half inning. Frederick nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
And we welcome everyone back here to Medler Field at Lebrano Park. And we go to the bottom half of the first inning. Jay Wei Lin is on the mound and pitching in this one for Frederick, making his second appearance. 6'7", 188 pounds out of Tainan, Taiwan. And Lin is 21 years of age. He won't turn 22 until November the 22nd. Last place he pitched was the Chinese Culture Club in Taiwan. And I believe he did pitch in the league last year. So, yeah, takes over here. So, he will face leading off Kyle Huxdorf, center fielder out of the University of Iowa. Huxdorf went 0-for-3 last night. In his initial Spikes appearance, he was hit by a pitch. At Iowa this year, he had 6 home runs, 54 knocked in, and hit .280. And the pitch. It's up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. 97 with the fastball to start him out. Look, you can throw hard anywhere. It has to be hard but with movement. If it's straight, hitters will take it. Outside and low, 2-0 the count. This was the issue that he had his first time through. He walked 6 in his initial appearance, going 1 2/3. He only struck out 1. Nods his head, yes. And the 2-0. That's down low. It's 3-0 in the new baseball. Nope, they're not, I thought Albert was going to change it up. In the outfield, Johnson's about maybe 15, 20 steps into right center field. Infield is playing it straight up. Huxdorf with a 3-0 count. And Lynn's 3-0. Fastball, and he drills that one in at 97. It's 3-1. Kyle was taking all the way. We did mention yesterday the historic game that Huxdorf had last year with Indiana, where he drove in 12 runs. He had 3 home runs and 6 hits. 3-1. That's wrapped on the ground. Slow roller to third. Stays fair. They won't get him. Infield hit. So Huxdorf beats it out. And you just knew by the fact the second it stayed fair, they were not going to get him. And he can run. He was 17 of 19 in stolen bases this season for Iowa. Ethan Mendoza. Mendoza last night went 2-for-4. He knocked in a run. He's hitting .389, which is good for 6th in the league. Tied for the lead league with 2 triples. Middle infield, double play, depth. There goes Huxdorf. Doesn't take long. Flies down the second. Easily steals the bag. That's what I said last night with Howard. As soon as Howard got on base, I said, run him. I mean, why waste time? Escobar as much chance as Jerry Valeri of getting him. 1-0 the count. They're both wearing catcher's garb. Lynn goes set and delivers. That's on the ground to short. Throws to first in time, and moving to third is Huxdorf. That would have been a double play ball had he not stolen second. So Yo-Yo Nunez throws him out, and here's Will Bush, the catcher. Will did not play last night, went 0 for 3 on Friday night with a walk. He's hitting 200 with no home runs and three knocked in. Bats on the left side with that wide open stance. Out of Tyler Junior College, and the pitch. Low and inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes the count. So Huxdorf on third with one out. On this 83-degree afternoon, the wind is blowing to left about 5 miles per hour. A set by Lynn, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. He took something off that one. That was the changeup that time. It is 1-1. Cam Buford on deck. The manager, Dave Tremblay, is coaching down at third. Jesus Azuaje is coaching down at first. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. 97 on that fastball. 1-2 the count. Bush looking back to Albert Jones asking, did I swing at a strike? Albert said yes. 1-2 the count with one out. Huxdorf on third. The pitch. Hit in the air. Shallow center. Johnson going out. Nunez goes back as the shortstop. Shortstop's got it. Makes the catch. No advance. Two outs. Cam Buford. Buford went 0 for 2 last night with a pair of walks. He homered in his initial at-bat as a State College Spike on Monday night against Trent. Right now, they'd settle for a base hit to take a 1-0 lead. They play Buford deep in the outfield. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike. Good pitch by Lynn at 98. That's his new top-out number. Buford in the right-handed box holds the hands very high like Carl Yastrzemski did when Yaz, of course, as a left-handed hitter. 0-1. Outside for a ball. One ball and one strike, the count. Buford hit 12 home runs this year, drove in 68, hit 320 for Grambling State. 36 career home runs. The pitch. Low and outside, gets away. Huxdorf to the plate. The Spikes take the lead. He uncorked two wild pitches in his initial start. He does one today. That's his third in the season. And Huxdorf scores his first run as a State College Spike. 1-0 State College. Count on Buford is 2-1. Buford, first team all SWAC selection, had a hit in 14 of his final 16 games at Grambling State. And the 2-1. Outside for a ball. It is 3-1, 97 with that one. People have asked about the radar gun here. It's the same one they use for Jerry Valeri on Fox Hollow Road. And the 3-1. Foul straight back. 97-mile-per-hour fastball, equivalent to Jerry's speed on Fox Hollow Road. We'll be giving out Jerry's license plate number a bit later. 3-2 the count. 3-2 on Buford and the pitch. That's up the middle, into center field on two hops for a base hit. Cam makes the turn at first. Short turn there. He's got him a two-out single to center. Second hit for the Spikes. Now, if you're wondering about Buford running, we talked about Huxdorf. Buford was 6 of 8 in stolen bases this year for Grambling State. Tyler Wilson to the plate. Wilson made an outstanding play in the top of the first, catching a foul ball over the shoulder at the tarp, just beyond the tarp. See if Buford goes or not. Set by Lynn. Big leg kick delivers. Outside corner for a strike. That's the slider. It's 0-1. Lynn looks at him. He doesn't slide step. That's one of the reasons why you can get a jump on him. The pitch and delivers. Inside, good job by Escobar to stop it. Backhanding at that time. 1-1 the count. Series of signals from Dave Tremblay down at third. Jesus Azuaje comes over to talk to Buford. Now backs up in the first base coaching box. 1-0 State College, bottom of the first. Wilson off to a great start for the Spikes. Hitting .318 with no home runs, two knocked in. The pitch. Hit high in the air. Deep right center field. Back they go. Underneath it at the warning track. And she is going to be reeled in and caught on the track to end the inning. So he flies at about 400 feet just to the right, and he reeled it in to end the inning. He hits it about 20 feet to the right. It's gone. Spikes get a run. They do so on a pair of hits, and they leave one at the end of a half inning. It is 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Top of the second inning, and Jacob McKean will lead it off. And the first pitch from Kellen Hoover outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Starting out with a slider that time. McKean in last night's game went 0 for 2. He is actually 0 for 6 in the series of the run score, but that's lined to right field. Coming on as Matthews makes the play. There's one out. Matthews has proven to be a rock-solid outfielder, mostly in right, some in left. Good defensive player out of Washington State. And here is Erwin Escobar. He leads the league in hitting at .529. Driven in 7 runs. Escobar last night went 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. And he is 4-for-9 in the series. Or check that, 5-for-9 in the series. First pitch, a ball, one ball and no strikes. The pitch to Escobar. There's a strike. Took a little off that one that time. Slider, it's 1-1. Ball and a strike. Hoover looks in. They play him deep all the way around. The pitch. Checked it. Did not go. Nope, did not go. They checked, but there's no way. Two balls and a strike. A little bit of a haze down the mountain range. Some warmth than some of the smoke from Canada. Air quality index today, 59. On the ground, two operative Jean. It's short. Fires to first in time. Two gone. Yeah, 59 is the AQI today, which is okay. I mean, livable. Between innings, by the way, they played musical chairs. Somebody should tell Jerry that he's not supposed to win. He's hosting. I worry about these things. I mean, this is supposed to be for the fans. The McDonald's strikeout guy is Indiana Stanley. Did not play in last night's game. Stanley went 0 for 3 with a run scored, and his first pitch chopped to third. Climby deflects it, and it goes into left field. He did what he was supposed to do. He cuts off the shortstop, but in doing so, he deflected it, and it's going to be the first hit of the game for Frederick. A.J. Shaver did not play in last night's game. Shaver went 2 for 5 on Friday night with a pair of singles. Second in the league to State College's Aiden Howard with 3 stolen bases. Shaver's out of Phoenix, Arizona. And with 2 outs, the throw to first. And tag put on by Wilson, but he gets back. Stares in. Waits and delivers. That's in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Shaver hitting 208 with no home runs, nothing knocked in. He does have a double. And if you're wondering about Stanley down at first, Stanley does not have a stolen base. Throw it to first, and he gets back. Again, they're using the same bases they use in the major leagues, which are 4 inches bigger. Hoover goes set. Delivers on the ground, inside the bag at third. That's going to be extra bases. It'll roll all the way to the corner. Bardawell will pick it up there. And being held at third as Bardawell quickly gets to it will be Stanley. Second and third with 2 outs. Yo-Yo Nunez to the plate. Nunez went 0 for 2 with a couple of walks on Friday night. Did not play last night. He scored a run. So Nunez will step to the plate here with an opportunity to put Frederick in front. Nunez at 154. He's driven in 2. No extra base hits. Nunez playing his college ball at St. Leo in Florida. Hoover delivers. Up high. Just missed. Start him out with a slider that time. It is 1-0. Infield back with 2 outs. Outfield straight away. Huxdorf shallowed up just a bit in center. And Matthews definitely shallow and right. Inside, just missed the corner. 2-0 the count. Will Bush pops out in front of the plate, fires it back. Now looks back to the dugout. Second and third, so with second and third, Hoover elects to go from the stretch. At the belt. 2-0. That's on the ground to second. To his right, picking it up, Mendoza, juggle it, run will score, throws to the plate, 2 runs will score. Costly 2-run error, it's 2-1. Frederick takes the lead. And last night in the ballgame, an error led to a run in a game the Spikes lost. Dennis Kasumba making his first appearance in the series. Kasumba's out of Uganda. So you got the DH from Uganda. You have the pitcher from Taiwan. And it's 2-1 Frederick here in the top of the second. All this with 2 outs. First pitch is a strike. 0-1 the count. 2 outs and nobody on when Stanley singled the left off the glove of Climby. Then the double down the line by Shaver, and then the error. The pitch up high over his head. He ducked down that time, 1-1 the count. By the way, Jerry assured me on the first pitches he would catch it. He missed all of them. 1-1 the count. It's just sad. 1-1 the count. Swing and a miss. 1-2. This is like the All-Star game in 2009. They had a, quote, celebrity home run contest. One of the guys came up to me and says, I'm going to hit 8. I said, you're not going to hit any. I said, I'm going to hit 8. I'm not going to hit any.
After his first four cuts, he pulled me aside. He says, "You're right, I'm not going to hit anything." He says, "Further out than you think." The pitch, low and outside, blocked by Bush, 2-2 the count. It's like everybody who thinks they can hit it off the wall at Fenway Park. No. You cannot. You want to know why? You are a fan, not a professional. It takes a lot to hit a ball that far. They just make it look easy. 2-2 the count. And a lot of people have tried. I can do it. No, they walk away and go, "I can't do it." 2-2 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit mountainindy.org to find a provider today. 2 runs, 2 hits, a costly error, and 1 left at the end of 1.5. 2-1 Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com. SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Bottom half of the second inning, 2-1 Frederick leads it, 6-7 and 8 in the Spikes batting order coming up. Bryce Matthews followed by Matthew Bardawell and Cade Climie. Matthews did not play in last night's game, 0-2 on Friday night with a pair of walks. He's driven in 2 for the Spikes, does have a triple to his credit in the early going. Bats from the left side out of Washington State. And the pitch. Swing and a miss from the man from the Palouse. It is 0-1. His dad was the 17th round pick of the Marlins. We've talked about his cousin Damon Stoudemire, who had a 13-year NBA career and just left the Celtics as an assistant coach, be the head coach at Georgia Tech. Yeah, it's looped foul, third base side over the Geisinger Champions Club and out of plays in the hole, 0-2. Bryce trying to make a name for himself. 2022, he had a heck of a year. He had 6 home runs, 32 knocked in. He hit .305 in 2022. Shows what he's capable of. 0-2 the count. Wind picking up, blowing to left about 5-10. The pitch. Checked it, did not go. 1-2 the count. 325 left field line, 378 left center, 410 the nook, 399 dead center, 378 right center, and 320 down the line and right to the line, Country Kia corner. Jay-Wei Lin looks in. 1-2 on Matthews. And delivers. Outside, missed 2-2 the count. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, goes to 8 feet high at the scoreboard in the left center, all the way around to the monster right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. 2-2 on Matthews. And the pitch. Call strike three, got him, and Matthews knew it. First strikeout for Lynn. Matthew Bardawell did not play last night, went 0-2 against Frederick Friday night. He's driven in 3 so far out of Riverside College. where he had 8 home runs, 63 knocked in, and hit 436 at Riverside out of Rancho Cucamonga, California. And the pitch. And Tye grazed him. It got him. Gets hit by a pitch. It's the first time he's been hit by a pitch this season. And that will bring Cade Climey to the plate. Climey went 1-for-3 last night, now hitting .250 with no home runs and one knocked in. He scored 3 runs. Climey out of Temple Junior College has signed to play at Texas A&M. Middle infield, a double play, depth with one out. And the pitch. That's wrapped on the ground. That is a fair ball. Great play at third. Fires across the diamond. It gets away. Everybody's going to move up. Climbing on his way to second. Bartowell to third. Second and third with one out. Danos made a fine play going to one knee to backhand it. But then when he got to throw it, he hurried the throw and he threw it away. And that will be an error on him. That's one of those where it's an error on effort. And here is the number 9 hitter, Daryl Michael Jean. Jean did not play last night, went 0-for-1 in his only plate appearance against Frederick on Friday night. Infield is halfway up all the way around. The pitch. And that gets away. Bounces off the bricks. Close play at the plate. He slides at Bartowell. Beat it. 2-2. And moving to third will be Climbing. Second wild pitch of the game that has produced a run. And it's 2-2. I gave you the dimensions of the park. Just a quick primer. These are the exact same dimensions as PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Exact, with exception of the right field wall, which is 21 feet high to pay tribute to the great Roberto Clemente. Here it's 18.55 feet high because Penn State was founded in 1855. Here is Jean now with a 1-0 count. And he's got Climbing on third with one out. Infield up all the way around. Lynn delivers. There's a strike. It is 1-1. So Lynn has uncorked 2 wild pitches in this game, 4 wild pitches in 2 games. That was 98, by the way, with that fastball. 2-2, bottom of the second. Jean waits. It's down low. Jean out of the Bo Porter Academy. Bo played football against Penn State when he was Iowa as a defensive back. Managed in this league at Jamestown. Managed in the majors with the Houston Astros. Know Bo well. Like I said before, I know more about Bo and the Bo Porter Academy than I do about Jean. 2-1. There's a strike. Drop that one in at 97. 2-2 the count. Look, get the ball to the outfield. That's the bottom line. Get the ball to the outfield. With the infield up, there's a good chance it's going to drop. And even if it doesn't, they'll catch it. He can tag and they can take the lead. There's only one out. Huxdorf on deck. Lynn delivers. Outside corner call, strike 3, 98, and that was well placed. Again, that's one of those, if Albert says it is, I say it is. I'm a big Albert Jones fan. Watched him do this thing for 3 years here. The heck of an umpire. Huxdorf, infield hit, stole a base, scored a run in the first. And the pitch by Lynn. And that's a strike. Starts him out with a slider. It's 0-1. 2-2 our score, bottom of the second. Climbing's on third. And the pitch. That's down low. Good job by Escobar to stop that one. 1-1 the count. Huxdorf, they play him straight away and a little deeper in left, normal in center and right. Johnson has great speed. He can go back on a ball, so he doesn't have to play that deep. The pitch. Swing and a miss. There's the slider again. It's 1-2. Beautiful day for baseball here at the ballpark. 83 degrees, a little bit of a breeze blowing out the left. A few puffy clouds above. 1-2. In the dirt, Escobar stopped that one. It's 2-2. Spikes have scored both their runs on wild pitches in this 2-2 game. Meanwhile, Frederick scored their two runs on an error. Still waiting for somebody to get an RBI in this game. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Went 97 with the fastball to end the inning. Third strikeout. All three this inning. And no, unless you get all three guys striking them out, I do not call it striking out the side, please. He gave up a run. Okay. And on no hits and one left. At the end of two-full, 2-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
To our score, Kellen Hoover with 29 pitches so far. 19 have been strikes, and he'll face the top of the order. Travell Johnson followed by Jevin Relaford and Luca Danos. Johnson struck out swinging in the first. Swing and a miss. Starts him out with a slider. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike on the right-handed hitting Travell Johnson. Out of Compton. And the pitch. On the ground to short. Jean has it. Across the diamond, winds up and fires it. One down. One thing about Darryl, every time you look at him, he'll throw, he'll wind up and he will fire it. Jevin Relaford, the second baseman. This is the play which has been the defensive play of the game so far when he fouled out to Tyler Wilson, who made the over-the-shoulder catch right at the railing just beyond the tarp in the first inning. Out of Florida Southern. Lives in Jacksonville, Florida. Lines it. John can't quite get it. Tips off the end of the glove into left field for a base hit. Makes the turn at first, and Relaford is aboard. That is the definition of a solid single to the left. That was a frozen rope. Relaford has not stolen a base this year. And that will bring Luca Danos to the plate, who struck out looking to end the first. So let's see if Relaford wants to test Will Bush here. Hoover goes set. Kellen throws to first. Just a courtesy throw. Wilson does put the tag on. Hoover rubs up the baseball. Tucks the glove underneath the left side, and now goes set, throws over again, and he just barely got back. Now, I think it's safe to say that Hoover's aware he's there. Now, in the majors, you're allowed to throw over twice. This league has no prohibition on throws over. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike in her half. It is 0-1 on Danos.
Now, in the majors, you can throw over a third time, but you better get them. If you don't, you automatically give up the base. In this league, you can throw over as many times as you want. Hoover set. And the pitch. That is looped into center field. That will fall for a base hit. Picked up there by Huxdorf. So, first and second with one out. Back-to-back singles. Jacob McKeon lined out to Matthews in right field back in the second. We're in the top of the third in a 2-2 game. Two runs, four hits, an error for Frederick. Two runs, three hits, an error for the Spikes. So McKeon lined out to his Washington State teammate in the second. Middle infield at double play depth. Hoover looks at Relaford at second. Mendoza's covering. Now he just steps off. There's also no prohibition on stepping off. In the majors, you get one disengagement. Here you have the bases, same as the majors. There is a pitch clock. Those are the two they've carried over into the league. And they don't shift in this league anyway, so they didn't have to have a rule. And fakes the second. And the Frederick bench, uneducated in the rules, yells Bach. We'll be going down to the clubhouse with 26 rule books a little bit later. Sounded like a chicken coop down there. Bach, 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 Bach. Hoover waits to the plate. It's on the ground. Mendoza to his left. Has one play to first. Good stretch by Wilson. Runners move up to second and third. Ethan thought about going to second, but then realized the best play was to first. He made the right play. There are two outs. If he had not been going over to shadow second base with a right-handed hitter up, it probably would have been two, but because he was shaded that way, he then had to go back to get the ball and just could not make the play on the turn. Here's Escobar, who bounced out to Jean at short in the second. Second and third with two outs. Hoover delivers. That is to right field, coming on Matthews, and it's going to fall for a base hit. Two runs are coming in to score. It is 4-2. Frederick Escobar knocks in, runs 8-9 in the season. It's the first time today that somebody has picked up an RBI. As hard as Relaford hit it, that was 180 of that, but just as effective. Indiana Stanley singled the left on the first pitch he saw. He's the McDonald strikeout guy. And yes, they have put an Indiana Jones hat on him on the scoreboard. Escobar not a threat to steal. And the pitch. Outside corner for strike 0-1. Oh, and one the count. Here's the set. Hoover waits and delivers. Swing and a miss. He went change up that time. It's 0-2. Well, on the line now, two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onions, pickles, all in a sesame seed bun. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him. And with a purchase over the next 3 days, you'll get yourself a Big Mac with your Spikes ticket. But they get two runs. They do so on three hits. Strand one. 2.5 gone. It is 4-2 Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday, the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday, the 22nd. Star Wars Sheets versus Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday, the 23rd. A fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday, the 24th. Presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. And a salute to Pickleball Sunday, the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 4-2 Frederick to the bottom of the third, and here's Ethan Mendoza to be followed by Will Bush and Cam Buford. Mendoza bounced out to short his first time. First pitch swinging, lifts it in the air to right field. Stanley back a couple, puts it away. One pitch and one out. Will Bush popped out to Nunez at short in the first inning. By the way, the last strikeout of the last inning was brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit mountainindy.org to find a provider today. Bush in the left-handed box takes a ball, one ball and no strikes. Wind blowing to left about 5 miles an hour in this 83-degree Sunday afternoon. And Lynn delivers. It's up high at the letters. 2-0 the count. Cam Buford on deck. 4-2 Frederick as we play the bottom of the third. Lynn says yes. Let's see what he said yes to. 2-0. Fastball swung back and fouled back to the screen. 95 with the fastball. 2-1 the count on Bush. One out, base is clear in the bottom of the third inning. Bush with that wide open stance in the left-handed box. And the pitch. It's fouled to our left over the Geisinger Champions Club and over the Cheese Shop Printers.com box and out of play. 2-2 the count. Lynn looks in. And the 2-2. Up high, runs it full, 3-2. Fastball at 98. 98 has been his top out number today. He's hit that 3 times so far. And the 3-2. That is lifted in the air, left field, and playable. Back goes Shaver. A.J. underneath and about 10 steps in front of the warning track. Makes the catch. 2 outs. Cam Buford, single to center his initial time up. Back Buford, single on a 3-2 pitch his initial time up. He'll play in deep all the way around and straight away. Buford hands up high, the pitch. That is on the ground to second, and charging it is Relaford. He'll flip it to first in time, and the inning is over. A quick, efficient 1-2-3 inning for Che Wei Lin as the Spikes go down in order. End of 3, 4-2 Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
We welcome everyone back. Top of the fourth inning in a 4-2 game. Kellen Hoover into his fourth inning of work. And he will face the bottom third of the order, A.J. Shaver, Yo-Yo Nunez, and Dennis Kasumba. Shaver doubled and scored back in the second. Time now for a Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Andrew McCutchen, career hit number 2,000 today as the Pirates beat the Mets 2-1. Only appropriate that 2,000 hit happened in the Pirate uniform. He bounced that one in, it's 1-0. McCutchen, after he had signed with the Pirates, actually was here at Spikes Fest signing autographs. Actually came here to State College to do it. It was great to have him here. And now here he is 2,000 hits later. That is in the air, shallow right center field. Mendoza goes out, gives way to Matthews, the right fielder, who puts it away. One up and one down. Other scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, the Brewers and the A's. The A's at the end of eight are winning 5-3. Reds lead the Cardinals 4-3, bottom of the ninth in St. Louis. San Diego leads at Coors Field against Colorado 3-1, top of the seventh. Top of the third in San Francisco, where the Giants lead the Cubs 2-1. And here's Yo-Yo Nunez at the plate. Reached on an error that plated two runs. That's fouled to our right. Geisinger Champions Club out of play into the Caravetti box. Angels have jumped out to a 3-0 lead on the Mariners in the bottom of the third. And it's 0-1 to Nunez. Hoover into his fourth inning of work. He's gone 3 1/3. Breaking ball up high. It's 1-1. These are all finals. The Diamondbacks continue to play really good baseball. Arizona beat Detroit today at Comerica 7-5. Cleveland down Houston 8-0. It was the Orioles beating the Royals 11-3. That is in there for a strike. It is 1-2. Good breaking ball from Hoover that time. Phillies win again. They beat the Dodgers 7-3. Nationals over the Braves 6-2. Toronto took care of Minnesota 7-6. Tampa Bay stays hot, beat the Rangers 7-3. Marlins over the White Sox 6-5. And that just missed. It is 2-2. Heat and Nuggets coming up tomorrow. In fact, no playoff action tonight. Red Sox and Yankees will play tonight in the rubber game of the three-game set in the Bronx. That is in the air down the right field line. Matthews gives chase, foul territory. It'll bounce into the Spikes bullpen and out of play. Still 2-2 on Nunez with one out and the bases empty. As for the MLB Draft League, bottom of the third up in Williamsport where the Cutters lead Mahoning Valley 3-1. Earlier today, West Virginia beat Trenton 11-6. Here it's 4-2. Frederick in the air center field. Huxdorf into right center. Runs it down with relative ease. And there are two outs. Dennis Kasumba to the plate, and he struck out swinging to end the second. 4-2. Frederick leads it in the top of the fourth. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. First pitch is a strike. It is 0-1. That pitch is a strike. Quickly 0-2. Well, the fans already have one half of what they want today. The McDonald strikeout guy did his part. Now they want to win. Outside for ball, 1-2. Would not chase that one. That was a purpose pitch. Ball and two strikes the count. He went straight change that time. 1-2. That's fouled to the plate by the man from Uganda. Did a game one time up at Williamsport during the Little League World Series where the Uganda Little League team was at the game. When they introduced them, they got a standing ovation. 1-2. Up high and away for a ball. 2-2 the count. We got a million stories. Could fit any situation. 2-2 the count. 4-2 Frederick, top of the fourth. The pitch. Hoover outside for a ball. Hoover has thrown 53 pitches so far. 37 are strikes. We're in the fourth inning. Hoover trying to finish off a 1-2-3 inning on its way. Outside corner, called strike three. He finishes off the 1-2-3 fourth inning. Strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountainindy.org for more information. Kellen Hoover with five strikeouts, four solid innings of work. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 4-2 Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com. SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Tyler Wilson leads off the Toyota RAV fourth inning. Proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. Wilson takes the first pitch for a ball. 0-1 the count. 4-2 Frederick in the bottom of the fourth. Outside corner for a strike. It is 1-1. Wilson will be followed by Bryce Matthews and Matthew Bardawell. Frederick with two runs in the second, two in the third. Spikes one in the first and one in the second. And the pitch. Wilson. Wilson in the air, left field line, slicing toward the line. Shaver foul territory, puts it away in left field, and there's one out. Wynn kept pushing that toward the line and finally into foul territory. And here comes Bryce Matthews, who struck out looking in the second. Wynn Lynn into his fourth inning of work, and there is no action in the Frederick bullpen. Meanwhile, the Spikes have right-handed action in their bullpen. Hoover's probably done after four. Matthews takes a strike. It's 0-1, 96-mile-per-hour fastball. I think that might be Ty Buckner warming up in the bullpen. The pitch, swing and a miss. It was the cutter that time. It's 0-2. No balls and two strikes the count. And Lynn delivers. Outside, wanted him to chase, did not. It's 1-2. See some of that haze down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap, Bellefonte, and of course Tussey Mountain, a little bit of haze around it beyond the right field grandstand. Lights are not on, no need. Sun doesn't go down until 8:42. Outside, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on this Sunday afternoon. Both teams come in with 4-4 records. Lynn, 2-2. Just missed the inside corner. 98-mile-per-hour fastball. That was close, 3-2 the count. So Matthews runs it full. Waits, and Lynn delivers. Inside, ball four. Same spot as the other one. And Matthews works the walk. You wonder about Bryce as a base runner. He was 4-for-4 in stolen bases with Washington State this year. Bartlewell was hit by a pitch and scored back in the second inning. On deck is Cade Climbing. Bartlewell hit 8 home runs, knocked in 63 this year, hit 436. He had 23 doubles, 3 triples. Up high and tight to him, one ball, no strikes. Interesting about Bartlewell is that he's a bigger man, but he was 12 of 15 himself in stolen bases. He can move. Matthews, good lead at first. Lynn peeks over his shoulder, goes set at the belt. Throws to first, dives back in. Keen with the tag there. Keen, of course. Those are the two Washington State teammates over there at first base. There's a strike outside corner, 1-1 the count. Play Bartlewell a little deeper in left and center. Johnson's about maybe 10, 15 steps into left center. And Stanley is off the line in right. Middle infield at double play depth. Swing and a miss, took something off that one. That was the cutter that time. It's 1-2. Matthews on first with one out. Bartlewell tying run at the plate here in the bottom of the fourth. It's 4-2 Frederick. Throw to first, dives back in. If he had thrown it to the outfield side, he had a shot at him. But he threw it toward the plate side of the bag, and McKeon had no chance to make the tag. Matthews inches out to a bigger lead at first. There he goes. There's the pitch. It gets away. He'll steal the base with complete ease. So, count now 2-2 on Bartlewell. As Matthews gets his first steal as a State College Spike. Let's see if Bartlewell can get him in. He's got a 2-2 count. Bartlewell will recalibrate in the right-handed box. Matthews on second. Out to his walking lead there. Lynn stares in, says yes. Quick glance to second and to the plate. That's wrapped on the ground to third. Diving to his left, Dinos. Great play. Fires the first, but he threw it away. And moving on to third will be Matthews. McKeon knocked it down and kept an advance from happening. But that's the second time today that Danos has gone to the dirt to try and make a play, and it didn't work out. Yeah, we'll see what they want to rule on that one. Not the easiest play to go to your right, diving, and then get up to your feet. And McKeon, by the way, kept any advance from happening. Now it's up to Kay Climie, who walked his first time. In the dirt, bounced away, but no advance by Matthews. The Spikes have already scored two runs today on wild pitches. First and third with one out, middle infield, double play depth. Bardawell, give him credit. Good hustle down the line that time. They'll get Bardawell, by the way, an infield hit. And the pitch. That's on the ground, right side. Charge, Relaford. He'll tag one, throw to first. Nope, run scores. 4-3. He'll get an RBI out of it on the fielder's choice. So climbing on the fielder's choice. We'll get an RBI. And there are two outs. As Matthew scores from third, 4-3. When he made the tag, he pirouetted and threw to first, and he bounced it in to McKeon. And here is Darryl Michael Jean, who struck out looking his initial time up in the second. The pitch. There's a strike right down the heart at 96. Top out number for Lynn today has been 98. And this Sunday afternoon, where the day started with catch in the field. Great to see the youngsters down in the Geisinger Kid Zone today. The pitch down low, and Escobar dropped it. 1-1 the count. So if you're wondering about Climie down at first, Climie at Grand Canyon didn't do a lot of running. Or excuse me, at Temple Junior College didn't do a lot of running. And the pitch. Way outside, backhanded by Escobar. It's 2-1. Huxdorf, top of the order on deck. They play Jean straight away, shallow and right. Infield back with two outs and a runner on first. 2-1 the count as Lynn waits and fires. That is loop foul just to the camera well beyond the Spikes dugout, and then it bounces off the railing into the seats. It's 2-2. Lynn to the back of the mound. Yeah, resets right in the center of it. Tucks that glove and goes set at the belt. Left leg in the air, the pitch. Threw that one away, and on his way to second will be Climie. Wild pitch number 3 on the day. Now the others, Matthews was a stolen base because he was running. That's a wild pitch because Climie was not running on the play. He's been throwing 96, 97, 98. He's hit the bricks now so many times, they may have to go check, make sure the mortar's fine. 3-2 on John. Down low, ball 4, and Darryl Michael walks. First and second now for the Spikes with two outs, and Huxdorf. Kyle, infield hit, stole a base, and scored in the first. Struck out swinging in the second. He's 1-for-2. And here comes Willie Collado out to talk to his guy. The entire infield will be there. Look, I'll be frank with you. I have no idea at all. Lynn could be completely fluent in English. He might not be. I don't know. So he's nodding a lot. I'll give you an example. Tyler Wilson, the Spikes' first baseman, spent his early life in Taiwan. His parents opened up an English school there, and that's when he started to learn English. But he's fluent in both Chinese and English, and he really didn't embrace English completely until he got to the fourth grade when he moved here. Here's Huxdorf, first and second now with two outs, 4-3, Frederick, bottom of the fourth. Huxdorf trying to get his first RBI as a Spike. Lynn delivers. Inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Beautiful, comfortable afternoon, and the Spikes are trying to tie this game up with Climby on second and John on first. 1-0 to Huxdorf. And the pitch. Down low and away. 2-0 the count. And there is right-handed action in the Frederick bullpen, but he is literally just loosening right now. Spikes will change pitchers in the fifth. I think it's going to be Ty Buckner. 2-0 the count on Huxdorf. Kyle waits. Lynn, leg in the air, delivers. Inside, 3-0. So he's missed with five consecutive pitches after being 2-2 on John. See if Kyle's green light are taking here. Runners lead off first and second. And the pitch. He had the green light and he fouled it off. 3-1 the count. Jacob Odell pops out of the dugout, picks that one up. Runs by Ethan Mendoza. 3-1 the count. Climby on second, John on first. Two outs, 4-3 with one run in here in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch by Lynn. Ball four, he walked him. The bases are loaded for Mendoza. That is the third walk of the inning for Lynn. That is four walks in the game, plus he's hit one. And Ethan Mendoza, who came into the game sixth in the league and hitting at 389 at the plate, he is 0-for-2, bounced to short in the first. On the first pitch he saw in the third, he flew to right. And the pitch. There's a strike, outer edge. Smart by Mendoza. Let's see a strike from this guy first. 0-1 the count. Ethan has driven in four runs this season. He has a chance to give the Spikes the lead as John has really good speed out at second and a huge lead. On the ground to third. Donos races to the bag. He wins the bag at third. And the inning is over. Spikes get a run. They do so on one hit. They leave the bases loaded. And at the end of four full, 4-3, Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets versus Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Did a good job in the opening four innings, and the Spikes have made a move, changing pitchers as they call for relief to bring in a new pitcher for the fifth inning. And you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. So Ryan Ward comes in replacing Kellen Hoover, and Hoover had a good outing today. Four innings, five hits, four runs, but only two were earned. He struck out five and did not walk a batter. Gives way to Ryan Ward. Ward, the 6'1", 190-pound right-hander out of Texas San Antonio, is 21 years of age, making his fourth appearance. He's gone five innings, two runs both earned. He has struck out nine, walked five, given up just two hits. His last outing was against Trenton, a two-inning no decision. Two hits, two runs, both earned, struck out three, walked two back on the 6th of June. No record with a 3.60 ERA and one hold on the season. He'll face Terrell Johnson, who's 0 for 2, as they go to the top of the order. Johnson, Relaford, and Donis. Johnson struck out swinging in the first and bounced to short in the third. Bunt, first base side, trickles foul. Just had enough English on it. Looked like a jackham wedge into the fourth at Sonny Hanna. Just enough English. As someone who has witnessed a jackham hole-in-one. He hit it to the left side of the hole about 15 feet. And with the English, it trickled in. I'm like, oh. Now, we're playing team golf. And he and I were the same team. Needless to say, joy. We won that hole. 0-1. And the pitch. Down low. So we tell Jack to take the ball out of play. Here's the great Hall of Famer, pro football, college football, Hall of Fame, four-time Super Bowl champion. We tell him, take the ball out of play. He says, no, it's my lucky ball. So we go to the 11th hole, the pitch. Hit high in the air, left field. John goes back. The shortstop, shallow left, puts it away. One up and one down. And that'll bring Relaford to the plate. It was 1 for 2. Wilson, great play at a foul out by the tarp in the first. And then he singled the left and scored in the third. Well, it's a dog leg right, and he hits it through the trees. He goes, oh, no, I lost it. So we're in the same cart together. And I drove my ball down the left side of the fairway. I'm good, right? And so we go over, we find it. It's a par five. Now, because he cut the corner, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, it's 0-1. Right? He's like an 8-iron away. Hits it on the green in two. Misses the eagle putt by an inch, taps in birdie. Great. Now we go to the 12th hole, or the 11th hole. That's bounced in there. We go to the 12th hole, 2-1 the count. Straight drive down the middle, puts it on the green, drops a putt. Birdie. We go to the 13th tee. I looked at him and said, you want to know how well you're playing in the back nine? I said, I have actually parred the first three holes of the back nine. I'm four shots back. The pitch, that's in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. I said, I was feeling pretty good about myself till I watched you. Relaford. With the 1-2. That's line right at John, and he dropped it, and it's going to be Relaford reaching first. That will be an E6. Paul Marbo does a great job, but there are certain plays where I don't need Paul to tell me if it's an error or not. That's one of them. Middle infield double play depth, second error of the day for the Spikes. The first one was costly. It brought two runs in. 4-3, Frederick in the top of the fifth. That'll bring Danos to the plate. 1 for 2. Throw to first. They got him. Yes, you are, as Dick Girardi would say, gone. And the happiest guy is not Ward. The happiest guy is not Tyler Wilson. It's Daryl Michael Jean at shortstop. Like, yeah, man, way to go. So Danos struck out looking in the first, singled the center, and scored in the third. 4-3 Frederick, top of the fifth. That's fouled to the screen. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Lynn is probably done for the day. He went four innings. 0-1. That's down low, 1-1 the count. They play Danos actually deep in left with Bartowell, but relatively shallowed up by Huxdorf and Matthews in center and right, respectively. Infield back. 1-1, swung on and missed, big cut. 1-2 the count. Ward will throw a four-seam fastball, curveball, and a slider. That was the slider. 1-2 the count. High set and delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike three to end the inning. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. More than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at MountainIndy.org. Halfway through at the ballpark in State College on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. 4-3 Frederick on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
We work our way to the bottom of the fifth, and Jay-Way Lin is done for the day. Lin went four innings, gave up four hits, three runs, two of them earned. He struck out three, walked three, and now gives away to Ryan Harrowell. Making his second appearance, he went one inning, struck out one, walked one, hit one, did not give up any hits. So Ryan Harrowell takes over out of Nebraska. Harwell, 6'4", 215 pounds, out of Omaha. He is 18 years of age, did his pitching at Elkhorn North High School. And here's Will Bush. Harwell looks in. Up over the top of the delivery and fires it outside for a ball. He is 6'4", 215 pounds. Works a little bit more toward the first base side, the right-hander does, and the pitch. Down low for a ball, 2-0 on Bush. Will is 0-for-2. He popped out to Nunez at short, flew to left to Shaver in the third. He'll be followed by Buford and Wilson, 3, 4, and 5 in the Spikes batting order in the fifth. That's in the air to left. Shaver going back, has a beat on it, underneath, edge of the track, puts it away. One up and one down for the Spikes in the fifth inning. The DH, Cam Buford, 1-for-2, single to center in the first, and grounded out to second in the third. Righty on righty matchup here. Harwell delivers. Checked it, did not go on the breaking ball. It's 1-0. So, six-game road trip, off day tomorrow for the club, then away for six. And the pitch outside, 2-0. Then back here starting on Tuesday the 13th for a Tuesday the 20th on a six-game homestand. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the pitch. Bounced that one in, 3-0. So the 20th through the 25th. The 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, all 6:35 starts Sunday the 25th at 4:05. Tickets available 814-272-1711. Buy print, statecollegespikes.com. Go to the box office or walk up. The pitch. taking all the way on 3-0. It's 3-1 now on Buford. 91 with the fastball from Harrowell. Holds that glove in front of his face and delivers. Swing and a miss. 92-mile-per-hour fastball outer edge. Gets the count full 3-2. Be great to see here at the ballpark. Half price walking taco Tuesday. Wine Wednesday. Line to right field. That's a base hit. Second hit of the game for Buford. Makes the turn. Tying run aboard here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Buford has a couple of hits and Tyler Wilson to the plate. Wilson flew to center in the first and then fouled out to Shaver in left in front of the Frederick bullpen in the fourth. So you got half price walking taco Tuesday. You have wine Wednesday. Ah, yes. First time we get dollar beer Wednesday coming up. And then 4 for $44 Friday. Baseball bingo at fireworks on Saturday the 24th. Plus, that is the night of the adventure hunt in combination with the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. And, of course, another big Sunday at 4:05. It's all coming up the 20th through the 25th here at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. Buford, good lead at first. Squares the bunt, pulls back. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. On Tyler Wilson. Wilson's driven in two this year. Middle infield double play, dap the pitch. That's on the ground. McKeon can't get it. Into right field for a base hit. Around second on his way to third is Buford. He'll get there in time. Runners at the corners with one out. So Bryce Matthews, 0-for-1. Struck out looking in the second. Walked, stole a base, and scored in the fourth. So now Matthews with a chance to tie this game up. He's driven in two with the spikes out of Parker, Colorado. Steps into that left-handed box. Middle infield double play depth. Deep in center and in right, but shallow in left. Swing and a miss. Curveball that time. It's 0-1. Buford's on third. Wilson out first with one out. 4-3 Frederick, bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitch. Outside and low, 1-1 the count with Bartowell on deck. Homestand's going to be a lot of fun the 20th through the 25th. 1-1 the count. That is slice foul, third base side. It'll one-hop the Frederick bullpen. It is 1-2 on Matthews. Harrowell, after tugging the cap, now leans in. Right arm dangling by his side. Checks it first and goes set at the belt. 1-2 to Bryce Matthews. On its way. That's fouled past the Frederick dugout. Lucas Hartman was out there fielding at that time, one of the relief pitchers. 1-2 the count. On its way. That's again foul. This time to the seats beyond the dugout. Then bounces out to the field right behind Dave Tremblay. But Hartman pops out and says, Dave, no need. I got it. Still 1-2 on Matthews, hanging tough. Buford's on third. Wilson on first with one out in the bottom of the fifth. 4-3 Frederick. Harrowell goes set and delivers. Inside for a ball. It's 2-2. A little bit of chirping in the Frederick dugout. They'll eventually get over it. 2-2 the count. On its way. There goes Wilson on the ground to second. They'll get a run out of it. He'll throw to first in time. And by putting Wilson in motion, Matthews scored because it kept them out of the double play. 4-4. Matthews gets his third RBI. And Wilson's now in scoring position as the lead run for Bardawell. Bardawell is 1-for-1, hit by a pitch, scored in the second. He singled back in the fourth, an infield hit. Wilson's on second. There's a good pitch in the outer edge to start him out by Harwell. It is 0-1. Wilson was 2-of-2 in stolen bases at Grand Canyon this year. He has one stolen base with the spikes. Breaking ball outer edge is quickly 0-2. 4-4, bottom of the fifth. Quick at numbers in the second and third. Spikes have done it one at a time. The pitch outside. 1-2. Two in the second, two in the third for Frederick. Spikes solo runs in the first, second, fourth, and fifth. But Wilson's that lead run at second out to a good lead there. Relaford shading for a moment. Low and outside that just missed. Escobar tried to bring it back and frame it. And it's 2-2 on Bardawell. Bardawell's driven in three as a spike. Play him deep all the way around, straight away. Harwell goes set. Check second. 2-2. Hit high in the air, deep left center field toward the nook. That ball goes to the neck. It's going to be over the wall for a ground rule double. Wilson will score, and the Spikes take a 5-4 lead. He bounced it right over the nook. And the nook is 410 feet away. That ball was tagged. 5-4 State College. They get their first crooked number of the afternoon. Cade Climie is 0-for-2. He drove in a run with a fielder's choice in the fourth. He's also reached on an error. And the pitch. That is lined to left center field. That'll be a base hit. Bardawell's around third. He'll come to the plate, and the Spikes lead it 6-4. Second RBI of the day for Cade Climie. And the fans are having some fun now. Darryl Michael Jean to the plate. 0-for-1, struck out looking in the second. He walked in the fourth. And the pitch. That is looped into shallow center field. Johnson coming on. He's there. He puts it away, and the inning is over. But the Spikes get three. They do so on four hits. They strand one. And at the end of five full, 6-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
We go to the top half of the sixth inning. Ryan Ward into his second inning of work. He left the mound down 4-3. He returns to the mound with a 6-4 lead. So Frederick will have 4-5 and 6 in the order in the top of the sixth. Jacob McKeon, Erwin Escobar, and Indiana Stanley. McKeon is 0-2, line to Matthews and Wright in the second, grounded out to Mendoza at second in the third. Ward delivers. Outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Ward started him out that time with a slider. Set by Ward and delivers. Checked it. Did he go? Yes. They appeal down to first. And Brian DiDomenico said, yes, he did go around on the 92-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 1-1. Outside went breaking ball that time. 2-1 the count. That adventure hunt's going to be a lot of fun. Give you an idea where you have to go. Oh, a 2-1 the count. And bounce that one in there, 3-1. So you have to go to six destinations. You have to go to the beautiful Roland Theater in Phillipsburg. You have to get yourself a picture at each one. Roland Theater in Phillipsburg, the Nittany Lion Shrine on the Penn State campus, the Centennial Pigs in downtown State College next to the tavern, Talleyrand Park in Bellefonte, Penn's Cave Farm Nature and Wildlife Park in Center Hall, and the Pennsylvania Military Museum in Bowlesburg. That's a strike. It is 3-2. That's coming up in 13 days on Saturday the 24th. That'll be followed by fireworks, by the way. 3-2 the count on McCann. Ward delivers. That's fouled straight back to the screen. It's still 3-2. Ooh, hot dog toss time. Wow. I got a bunch of them today. There's no Joe today. So Joe's going to toss them over in his booth, and I'm going to toss the hot dogs out of this booth. And I got the full boat of six. They'll be at the end of the sixth inning. And the pitch. Two hopper to short, charged by Jean. Daryl Michael winds and fires in time. One up and one down in the sixth. Erwin Escobar is 1-for-2. Two-run single in the third inning. He also bounced the short in the second. Escobar 1-for-2 today. He is 6-for-11 in the series. He went around on that one. That was an easy call. No need to appeal on that one. It's 0-1. Started him out with a 93-mile-per-hour fastball on the outer edge. Outfield straight away, but Huxdorf shallowed up in center, and Matthew shallowed up in right as that pitch is inside for ball 1-1. That was the changeup that time. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Outside corner, fastball at 91. One ball and two strikes on Escobar. With his 1-for-2 today, his average actually dropped to 526. There aren't many guys that go 1-for-2 and have their average go down 3 points. The pitch. Called strike three, got him. Fabulous pitch on the outer edge at 92 from Ryan Ward. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our great team today at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. Indiana Stanley. After the second strikeout by Ward, he comes to the plate 1-for-2. Singled it to left and scored in the second. Struck out to end the third. Against Kellen Hoover, takes a ball, 1-0 the count. Stanley, not allowed to be interviewed on this broadcast, is out of Columbia. He's an Ivy League guy. And that's wrapped on the ground to third. And Rene Rivera, the manager, picks it up. I'm not going to interview an Ivy League guy on here. I mean, we've got to make the broadcast look good. I mean, what am I going to talk to him about? The Pythagorean theorem? 1-1 the count. Ward delivers. Up high with a fastball at the letters. 2-1 the count. 92 with that one. Six-four State College, top of the sixth inning. They've out-hit Frederick, 8-5. Low and outside, runs the count to 3-1. Wind's kicked up about 5 to 8 miles an hour, blowing to left field on this 83-degree afternoon. Beautiful day for baseball. Set by Ward. Ryan to the plate. That's on the ground. A third, climbing to his left, picks it up, fires, and threw it away. Tagged by Wilson. Could not execute the tag. Tried to sweep him that time. That'll be an error. So that's
left fielder, number 16, A.J. Faber.
The second error on the spikes today. And it's going to force Ward to get four outs in the inning. Here's A.J. Shaver. Doubled to left and scored in the second, flew to right in the fourth. Stanley inches out to his lead at first. Swing and a miss and a pitch that was out of the zone. He went slider that time. It's 0-1. 0-1 the count. Outfield straight away a little deeper on Shaver. And the pitch. That's down low. Good job by Will Bush protecting the five hole that time. It's 1-1. Stanley Cup playoffs are still going on, so we can use the term five hole. Vegas Golden Knights up 3-1 on the Florida Panthers. Going back to Vegas. Throw to first by Ward. It got away. It goes to the tarp. He might get third on this. He's going to get third. Wilson picks it up. He fires it across the diamond, but he makes it to third, and that will be the second error of the inning, and that's going to be an E1. That's on the throw. It's four errors in the game for the Spikes. They're leading 6-4. Now you got to concentrate on the batter. One and one the count on Shaver. And here comes Jerome Williams, the pitching coach, out to, I think, this is one of those like, hey, yo, it's all right. Look, just get Shaver, we're fine. Okay? Don't worry about it. You also have to know the personality of the people you're dealing with. And that's something that between Dave Tremblay and Battle and Azuahe and Jerome Williams, in a short period of time, they've had to get to know the personalities of the people they're talking to. There's some guys you can go out and you give them a little swift kick, figuratively, verbally. And there are other guys you're like, hey, you got to, you know, hey, you got to play nice. Hey, you're great. Don't worry about it. You know, it just depends on who it is. Some pitchers respond, by the way, to a figurative swift kick. Hey, come on. Right? And others don't respond to that at all. 1-1 on Shaver. And the set by Ward. Foul straight back to the screen. It's 1-2. He went right at him with a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Ward rubs up a new baseball. Kicks the dirt back with his right foot. Puts the right foot on the first base side of the slab. Stares in with the ball behind his back. He will go with a high set at the letters and the 1-2. Checked it. Did he go? No. It's probably the right call. 2-2 the count. And he's also in the position to make that call. What happens sometimes is with three umpires, they'll have to shift one over based on base runners. And a guy is not in the right position to make a call like that because he has to be someplace else. 2-2. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him. Whatever Jerome Williams said, it had to be the right words. And another strikeout for Ryan Ward. With My Mountain Indy Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and much more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountainIndyHealth.com. At the end of 5.5, it is 6-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com. SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Medler Field, LeBron Park, the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Ryan Harrell into his second inning of work. And faces Kyle Huxdorf at the top of the order outside for ball 1-0 the count. He'll be followed by Ethan Mendoza and Will Bush. 1-for-2 in the game. Infield hit, stole a base, scored a run in the first, struck out swinging in the second, walked in the fourth. And the pitch. Outside 2-0. Out of Waterford, Wisconsin. And the University of Iowa. And the pitch inside, 3-0 the count. Started out at Iowa Western Community College, where he was a junior college All-American, then transferred to Iowa, where he spent the last couple of years there. The pitch, and that hit him. It's the second time in the series he's been hit by a pitch. Let me put it this way. This is a temporary stop. It won't take long to run him. Here is Ethan Mendoza, who is 0-for-3, bounced to short in the first, flew to right in the third on the first pitch he saw, and then fielder's choice in the fourth. Huxdorf, good lead at first. Throw to first by Harrell. He knows who it is. And so does Escobar, the catcher. I mean, he probably signaled to him to throw over. Good lead at first again. Long pause. There he goes. Pitches a strike. Throw to second. Steals the bag with ease. As we mentioned, a temporary stay at first. Two stolen bases for Kyle. And with nobody out, he's in scoring position here in the bottom of the sixth inning with the Spikes up 6-4. Now it's up to Mendoza, who's driven in four as a spike. Big gap on that left side of the infield with Nunez shadowing. Checked it. That's a strike. Good pitch by Harwell that time. Really good pitch. 0-2 the count. That was 89 in the gun with a little bit of action to it. Nunez, the shortstop, shadowing Huxdorf. Looks over at him. Huxdorf dances around a little bit, and the pitch. On the right field line, slicing foul toward the Spikes bullpen. Long run, and it's out of play. Caught in the bullpen by Matthew Linsky, who will be the next pitcher, by the way. He's already engaged in the game. He's already caught one. 0-2, the count on Mendoza. Ethan waits, right-handed box. Check a second by Harwell. And there goes Huxdorf. That is looped into right center field. That's a base hit. Huxdorf around third. He'll score. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Mendoza wants third. He's looking for his third triple of the year, and he's got it standing. 7-4 State College. He leads the league in triples with three, and that is RBI number five. And Rene Orvera has seen enough. He's going to go out and get his 18-year-old guy. We will have a pitching change. Harwell in his second. You can see he has great potential. But that's his second appearance. He'll end up going one inning in this. So far in the one inning, he's given up five hits, four runs, all earned. After Lim went the opening four innings, giving up three runs, two earned on four hits. He struck out three, walked three. So the bullpen they go, which gives us a good chance to tell you about the homestand. On the road for the Spikes, they'll have an off day tomorrow. The entire league is an off day tomorrow. And then they'll be on the road for the next six, and then back here on Tuesday the 20th. Half price walking taco Tuesday, then followed by wine Wednesday, followed by dollar beer Thursday, followed by 4 for $44 Friday. And in conjunction with the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, the Adventure Hunt with fireworks on Saturday the 24th. And then another Sunday game at 4:05. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are all 6:35, starts the 20th through the 24th. And then Sunday the 25th at 4:05. As Jaden Martin comes in, the left-hander for Frederick. And there's still nobody out. Mendoza with a big triple to the right center field gap. Martin is 6'7", 230 pounds. He is 19 years of age. He will turn 20 on July 7th. The left-hander is out of Lilburn, Georgia. Did his pitching at Florence Darlington Tech. Long, lean left-hander. And he will face Will Bush, another lefty. At least at the plate, he's a lefty. 7-4 Spikes. They have scored one in the first, one in the second, one in the fourth, three in the fifth, and one here in the sixth. Infield is up all the way around for Frederick now with nobody out, and Mendoza on third. Bush is 0-for-3. Popped out to Nunez at short in the first and then flew twice to Shaver and left. Down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Flew out to Shaver in left in the third and fifth respectively. Bush has driven in three as a spike. Inside for a ball, 2-0 the count. Cam Buford on deck. Mendoza on third after his third triple of the season. Bush with that wide open stance, so wide. 2-0. That's a strike, 2-1. So wide that the back foot, the left foot, is on the corner near the plate. The right foot is on the corner on the opposite side. That's how wide that stance is. Swing and a miss. 2-2 the count. 89 with the fastball that time for Martin. Nobody out. 7-4 State College. Huxdorf got hit by a pitch. He would have walked anyway. And the pitch. Way outside, 3-2. Then Mendoza followed with the triple to right center field. This has always been a great doubles-triples park. But when the weather gets warmer, which it is doing, the ball will fly out of here. 3-2. On the ground, Relaford snow cones it and throws over to first. No advance by Mendoza. One out. I mean, Jevin kind of looked away as he caught the ball. Like, okay, I got it. Yeah, okay, good. It's all good. That'll bring to the plate Cam Buford. 2-for-3 today with a pair of singles. He has scored a run. Infield still up. Up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Single to center in the first. Bounce to second in the third. Single to right and scored in the fifth. 7-4 State College, bottom of the sixth inning. Swing and a miss. Good fastball out of Reggie at 90 that time. 1-1 the count on Cam. Cam's low in RBI was on his only home run. That was back on Monday. 1-1. High and away for a ball. Breaking ball. Two balls and a strike. That was the changeup that time for Martin. Linsky is ready in the bullpen. He will get the seventh inning after Ryan Ward did a great job in the fifth and sixth. Hit high in the air, deep toward the nook in left center field. It's going to be reeled in there. Tagging at third is Mendoza. He will score. Sacrifice fly for Cam Buford, and the Spikes lead it 8-4. Shaver was able to run it down in front of the nook. But Mendoza could have done a cartwheel to the plate. It's 8-4. Tyler Wilson, 1-for-3 in the game. Flew out to center in the first. Fouled out to Shaver in left in front of the Frederick bullpen in the fourth. And then he singled to right and scored in the fifth. First pitch to him as a ball, 1-0 the count. Then they put him in motion, which was one of the key plays of this game, which kept them out of a double play. Swing and a miss on a high pitch. It's 1-1. And that was critical. It was going to be a double play ball if he had not been running. It was a great move by Dave Tremblay to move him. And the pitch. Broken bat, loop behind short. Back goes Nunez, makes the catch. The bat ends up near the Frederick dugout, and the inning is over. But the Spikes get two more. They do so on one hit. And nobody left at the end of six full. The Spikes lead it 8-4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday, the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday, the 22nd. Star Wars Sheets versus Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday, the 23rd. A fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday, the 24th. Presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. And a salute to Pickleball Sunday, the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Ryan Ward did his job on this Sunday afternoon as he comes in relief of Kellen Hoover and goes two scoreless innings, struck out three and did not walk a batter. An outstanding performance by Ryan Ward. And now they'll turn it over to Matthew Linsky. And Linsky has been rock solid for the Spikes so far in this young season. Linsky, fourth appearance for him. He's got four innings, one run earned. He's given up five hits. He has struck out eight. He's walked one. He hit one. His last appearance was on Tuesday night where he went two innings against Trenton in a no decision. Struck out four, walked one. And Yo-Yo Nunez leads it off. Shows bunt, pulls back, 1-0 the count. Linsky goes set and delivers. Fires that on the outer edge for a strike, 93 on that one. Linsky, four-seam fastball, throws the curve and mixes in a split. Six, seven, 245 pounds. And the 21-year-old right-hander delivers. It's foul to the Geisinger Champions Club to our right and out of play. Eight-four State College, top of the seventh. 1-2 the count on Nunez, who is 0-2. Waits in the right-handed box. Linsky delivers outside for a ball. Matthew out of Rice and Humboldt, Texas. Went 4-1 this year for Rice. He struck out 56. He walked 24, had a couple of saves. 2.03 average against him. And that's in his career, the pitch. Outside for a ball, goes 3-2, overthrew that one. 59 appearances. Should be pointed out, 203 average this year against him, 200 in his career in the 59 appearances. And in 85 innings pitched in his college career, 120 strikeouts. Here's the 3-2. Up high, ball four, lost him. So the leadoff man aboard in the seventh for Frederick, and that will bring Dennis Kasumba to the plate, who's 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts in the second and fourth, respectively. Linsky had a couple of saves this year, but he's not going to get a save in this one because they won't take him all the way to the end. He won't pitch three innings. Middle infield double play depth. Inside corner for a strike. Good placement by Matthew that time with the 92-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Goes set. And delivers. Checked it. He went around on it. Yes, good call. Albert Jones did not need an appeal there. It's 0-2. 93 with that one. Linsky last pitched on Tuesday night against Trent, going a couple of innings. Throw to first, a little high that time, but Wilson reached up and grabbed it. In that outing against Trenton, two hits, one run, it was earned. He struck out four, he walked one. He's got eight strikeouts and now two walks, including this one, on the young season. This is his fourth appearance with the Spikes. Delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him with high heat at 92. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Nittany Health. If you had a great Mountain Nittany Health experience, please take a moment to review us on Google. Help spread the word about the great care you're getting in our outstanding community. So that'll bring to the plate Travell Johnson, who's 0-3. Came into the game hitting .500. He's 0-3 today. Middle infield double play depth against a tough guy to double up. Swing and a miss. Took something off that one. It's 0-1. Johnson struck out swinging in the first. Bounced too short to Jean in the third. And popped out to Jean in shallow left field in the fifth. Set by Linsky. Nunez leads off first with one out. And on its way. In tight for a ball. 1-1 the count. He comes straight over the top. The Spikes in their very first year had a pitcher out of Rice, and he's out of Rice, named Eddie Degerman. And Degerman would come over the top, and Degerman had a great 12-6 curveball. 1-1 the count. Throw to first. And easily back. All right, I've been here a while, okay?
I prefer to call it experience and memories. 1-1 the count. Middle infield double play depth. That's up high for a ball. 2-1 the count. But that's the way Degerman would pitch. Straight over the top the way Linsky does. 2-1 the count to Tervell Johnson. Top of the seventh, 8-4 State College. They've out-hit Frederick 9-5. Linsky delivers. That is to right field down the line. Matthews long run. It'll take one hop into the bullpen. Foul. Johnson tagged it pretty well, but it just kept slicing and slicing and finally went out of play. 2-2 the count. 8 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors for the Spikes. 4 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for Frederick. We play the top of the seventh inning with Nunez on first and one out. 2-2 on Tervell Johnson. Linsky nods yes, glances over to first, goes set at the belt. Matthew waits, and now to the plate. Checked it. Did he go? No. I will say that was the right call. Even though the fans say, oh, contraire, mon frere, I say, no, it was correct. Three, two now on Johnson. Nunez on first. And look, you're down four. You're probably not going to run him with 3-2 and one out. If it was a two-run game, maybe. You would think. 3-2. He holds. On the ground is short. Charged by Jean. Flips it to Mendoza. One. On to first. Big stretch by Wilson. Double play. 6-4-3. Good turn by Mendoza. And what a stretch by Wilson at first to end the top of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time at the ballpark at State College on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. 8-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home for a 6-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday, the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday, the 22nd. Star Wars Sheets versus Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday, the 23rd. A fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday, the 24th. Presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. And a salute to Pickleball Sunday, the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning, 8-4 State College. Jaden Martin back to work, and he'll face Bryce Matthews, Matthew Bartowell, and Cade Climie, 6-7 and 8 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the seventh. It's always refreshing to see Jerry lead everybody and take me out to the ball game. That's a foul to the plate. Really felt like the mascot, Ike the Spike, standing next to him was actually more effective, and he's not allowed to speak. 0-1 the count. Had the Little Leaguers singing it this time. 0-1 on Matthews. Matthews has knocked in a run today. He is 0-for-2, struck out looking in the second, walked, stole a base, scored in the fourth, a fielder's choice to knock in a run in the fifth. The pitch. Outside and low, 1-1 the count. Wind's kicked up a little bit. Maybe some rain moving in later tonight and into tomorrow.
But on this 83-degree day, refreshing. Martin, the left-hander, deals. Up high for a ball at the letters. It's 2-1. Just a perfect afternoon for baseball. Martin delivers inside for a ball, 3-1 the count. And the Spikes have delivered so far with an 8-4 lead. Frederick scored two in the second, two in the third. Spikes scored one in the first, one in the second, one in the fourth, three in the fifth, and two in the sixth. Slice foul, third base side toward the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. 3-2 the count. Wind blowing to left, about 5-10. And the pitch. And ball four, he draws his second walk of the game. At the Open Championship at St. Andrews, they would call this a freshening breeze. Matthew Bartowell is 2-for-2. Hit by a pitch, scored in the second. Infield hit in the fourth. Ground rule double to knock it a run, then scored a run in the fifth. That ground rule double bounced over the nook at the 410 sign in left center field. Middle infield, the double play depth. Martin goes set, looks at Matthews at first and back and standing. Threw that one high, McKeon reeled it in. Jesus Azuaje will go over and talk to his guy briefly, and now back up into the first base box. Set by Martin. And there goes Matthews. And he threw it away, and that's going to be a stolen base. Because he was taking off on the pitch, it's not a wild pitch. That's a stolen base, and that's two for Matthews in the game. There are two elements to this. Number one, how much of a leg kick does the pitcher have? How fast or how slow does he deliver the ball to the plate in combination of with who the catcher is? Today has been a bad combination for Frederick. Martin goes set, Matthews on second. That's at the belt. Good pitch. 1-1 the count. Martin at 86 on that. 8-4 State College in the bottom of the seventh inning. They about hit Frederick 9-5. Martin goes set at the belt, glances at second, and deals. That is cued foul, first base side to the tarp, and it gets stuck in the tarp. We'll find that later. There might be a squirrel that ends up with it. 1-2 the count. It could rain all at once tomorrow. There's no game. Plus, my lawn is screaming. 1-2. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Great pitch by Martin at 89. Up in the zone, he gets his first strikeout of the afternoon. Kay Climie. Climie's driven in two today. Reached on an error in the second. Fielder's choice to knock in a run in the fourth, and he singled to knock in a run in the fifth. So Climie with two RBIs today. Gets him to three with the Spikes. With Matthews on second, it's up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Darryl Michael Jean is on deck. Did a great job starting that double play to end the top of the seventh inning. The sixth double play the Spikes have turned this season. Way outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Went slider that time, 2-0. Climie waits in the right-handed box. Wiggles that bat in the right-handed box as Martin goes set, the lefty to the plate. High and tight at the letters, backed him away. Three balls and no strikes. Climie waits, 3-0. Martin to the plate. Call strike taking all the way. It's 3-1, went fastball in or half, 88. Martin, 6-7. Goes set to the plate. Pop foul, first base side toward the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. 3-2 the count. off day tomorrow, then on the road for the next six. Joe Putnam will be out there garnering Marriott points. 3-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three got him. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jaden Martin. That'll bring Daryl Michael Jean to the plate. 0-for-2. Struck out looking in the second. Walked in the fourth and flew to Johnson in center in the fifth. Then, starting on Tuesday the 20th, six-game homestand for the Spikes. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the 20th through the 24th, all 6:35 starts. Sunday the 25th at 4:05. High and tight spun around in the right-handed box. It's 1-0. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, staycollegespikes.com. Go to the box office or walk up. Just want to see you here at the ballpark where it's always fun. It's been a lot of fun today. Spikes lead it 8-4. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Matthews is on second with two outs and John at the plate. Huxdorf on deck at the top of the order. The pitch up high to Daryl Michael. 2-0. Now Martin, as John gets back into the box with a 2-0 count. Set and delivers. Checked it. He went. It's 2-1. Probably was a strike anyway, but he went. Two balls and a strike. Matthews out to a walking lead at second with two outs. And the pitch. Inside goes 3-1. Relaford, the second baseman, is shadowing over just a bit on Matthews, but just before the pitch will then run back to his spot. It does lead open a little gap on that right side as Jean steps back into the right-handed box. And the pitch. Way outside, ball four. He picks up his second walk of the game. So first and second with two outs and the top of the order, Kyle Huxdorf. And here comes the pitching coach. Willie Collado comes back out for his second appearance today. The entire infield will come in. I can guarantee you they'll have no input. I mean, to be honest with you, they're just ornaments and spectators. I mean, what do you guys think? No, not going to happen. Something tells me Willie's doing all the talking. So, like Nunez, what do you think? I think you got to throw a fastball. Really? Okay, yo, thanks. All right, great. Here's lovely. Let's bring everybody in. Why? Here's Huxdorf. Now, part of that is bringing the infield in with first and second and two outs. They can now talk about with the catcher, Escobar, if the Spikes want to run, where is he going to throw it? There's no need for him to signal, and he's now told them. So that is part of it. The pitch. Huxdorf fouled right over our heads toward Porter Gardens and out of play over the Geisinger Champions Club. It is 0-1. 1-for-2 in the game. Infield hit, stole a base, scored in the first, struck out swinging in the second, walked in the fourth, hit by a pitch, stole a base, and scored in the sixth. Martin goes set with first and second, two outs. Delivers. Outside, corner for a strike. Escobar faked the first, and McKeon's over there like, I'm like 30 feet from the bag. Sure, go ahead. The only person he was going to hit was the umpire. 0-2, the count on Huxdorf. There go the runners. Lifted in the air. Center field. Johnson going back. Tracks it. Right center. Terrell's there. Puts it away. And the inning is over. No runs. No hits. And a pair left. 7 full in the books at Medler Field at Lebrado Park. State College leads at 8-4 in the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College.
please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
And we welcome everyone back. Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Defensive change for the Spikes as Robbie Morgan goes into right field. They will now shift Bryce Matthews to left field, and Matthew Bartowell is done for the day. Morgan will hit in Bartowell's spot, the seventh hole in the order. Matthew Linsky on for his second inning of work, and Relaford waves and misses at the first pitch. It is 0-1. Relaford is 1-for-3. Great play by Wilson, really the defensive play of the game back in the first on a foul ball, made the catch just beyond the tarp. Single to left and then scored in the third, up high for a ball, 1-1. And reached on an error by Jean in the fifth. But then got picked off first. Jean then combined with Mendoza and Wilson for a 6-4-3 double play to end the seventh inning. That pitch, 2-1 the count. That was the curveball that time from Linsky. Matthew delivers. Swung on and missed. High heat at 90. It's 2-2. So Matthews is in left. Huxdorf in center. Morgan now in right. Infield stays the same. Wilson at first. Mendoza at second. John at short and climbing at third with Bush behind the plate. Linsky's 2-2. That is fouled to our right and bounces down below. I know the Williamsport broadcasters are not here, but just hearing it as they listen in Williamsport right now, several are under the desk. They usually build a wall when they're here. 2-2 the count. Linsky delivers. That is lined over Jean's head into left field for a base hit. John climbed the ladder, but there weren't enough rungs, and it's a leadoff single to left by Relaford, his second in of the game. Luca Danos is 1-for-3. Struck out looking in the first. Single to center, scored in the third, and struck out swinging in the fifth. Danos 1-for-3 today. He is 3-for-10 in the series. And the pitch. Going inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Luca Danos out of William & Mary. This will be the last inning Linsky works. Right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. I believe it's Spencer Hill. The pitch. That is lined over that of Mendoza into center field for a base hit. So the first two aboard for Frederick with a threat going here in the top of the eighth inning. First and second, and nobody out. Jacob McKeon, who's 0-for-3, lined out to Matthews when he was in right field in the second. Grounded to second to Mendoza in the third. Grounded out to Jean at short in the sixth. Here comes Jerome Williams, the pitching coach, to talk to his guy. As Hill continues to warm in the bullpen. Linsky worked a clean seventh inning with a strikeout and a double play ball. Here, back-to-back singles by Frederick to open the eighth inning by Relaford and Danos, respectively. Albert Jones comes out to the mound. Just to circle the mound a little bit, just to let him know the men in blue are there. And say, time to break it up. Jerome makes the slow walk back to the dugout. Off tomorrow, six-game road trip. Then the Spikes back home for a six-game homestand starting on Tuesday, June 20th. Got West Virginia and Mahoning Valley coming in for the first time this season. McKeon, 0-for-3 at the plate. We already ran down what he's done today. Middle infield double play depth. Linsky delivers. Up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Wind blowing to left about 5 to 7 miles per hour on a hazy Sunday afternoon, which is now transitioning into Sunday evening. Still got 2 hours of daylight left. It's not going to matter in this game, but still. Lansky looks at second. Wheels throws to Mendoza. Relaford gets back. McKeon has a home run. He's driven in three for the year. Hitting 154. Linsky goes set at the belt. To the plate. Down low, 2-0. And if you're wondering if need be, Hill can go two innings. If need be. But I think Linsky has more than enough to get out of this inning. Matthews set at the belt. Throws the second. Quick tag by Mendoza, but he got back. One thing's for sure, they're keeping Relaford in the neighborhood. 8-4 State College, top of the eighth inning. 8 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors, the Spikes. 4 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Frederick. Again, we're in the top of the eighth inning. Nobody out, first and second. The pitch. Up high, 3-0. Linsky works from the center of the hill. Doesn't favor the first or third base side on the mound. Stares in. Quickly sets at the belt. Looks at Relaford at second. And the 3-0. Strike in the inner half. Fastball dart at 92. 3-1 the count on McKeon. Keen in that right-handed box waits. Relaford, good lead at second. Linsky delivers. Right down the heart with a fastball. It's 3-1. That was at 92. 3-2 the count. 3 balls and 2 strikes goes full. Relaford off first. Relaford off second. Danos off first. Nobody out. 3-2. Linsky, can he come all the way back on McKeon? Fires on the ground to second. Mendoza, Jean one on to first. Double play, 4-6-3. Seventh double play of the year for the Spikes. Second one turned today. Relaford goes to third, but more importantly, 2 outs. That is the second double play ball that Linsky has induced. So here is Escobar, who is 1-for-3. League leader in hitting. Grounded to short to Jean in the second. Single to knock in 2 runs in the third. Struck out looking in the sixth. 2 outs and Relaford on third. The pitch in tight. Knocked down by Bush. Rolls down the third base side, but no advance by Relaford. Linsky was there to cover the plate anyway. It's 1-0. Remember, Linsky was 3-0 in McKeon. And then eventually battled back to 3-2 and induced a 4-6-3 double play. Great comeback. The pitch. That is fouled to our right over the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. It's 1-1. Ball and a strike on Escobar. One and one the count with Relaford on third and 2 outs. Linsky at the belt, glances over at Relaford at third, delivers. Oh, what a pitch. Great curveball. 1-2 the count. He froze Escobar that time. One and two the count. 8-4 State College, top of the eighth inning. Relifer walks out to his lead at third as Linsky stares in. Escobar in the right-handed box waits. Linsky at the belt. Matthew to the plate. Curveball just missed. 2-2 the count. In Albert Jones, I trust. He says it's a ball, it's a ball. 2-2. Linsky, he's gone curveball last couple of times. Let's see if he goes heat here. 2-2. Fires. Fastball on the ground to second. Mendoza, high hop off the grass. Throws in time. The inning is over. Frederick gets back-to-back hits to lead the inning and end up with nothing. At the end of 7.5, 8-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com. SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
There's nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medlar Field, Lebrado Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. Jaden Martin, good job, went two innings, no hits, no runs, struck out two, walked two, now gives way to Lucas Hartman, the 5'10", 200-pound right-hander out of Bradenton, Florida, who pitched at Florida Southwestern State. Hartman is 20 years of age. He won't turn 21 until September the 6th. And Hartman comes on to make his fourth appearance with Frederick. No record, with a 7.20 ERA. Five innings, five hits. He's given up four runs, all earned. He has struck out six. He has walked two, and opposing hitters hitting 250 against him. He will face 2, 3, and 4 in the Spikes batting order, and Ethan Mendoza, Will Bush, and Cam Buford. Mendoza is 1-for-3 today. Bounced to short in the first. He's 1-for-4 today. Flew out to right on the first pitch he saw in the third. Fielder's choice in the fourth, and then an RBI triple to the right center field gap in the sixth, then scored a run. Really, it was the hit you felt like put the game away. Just like really swung it dramatically right there. Hartman delivers outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Mendoza. Ethan now at 364 with his 1-for-4 day. He's driven in five. He leads the league in triples with three. Hartman fires. That's popped up foul behind home plate. It's going to bounce down below us. Take a big bounce and bounce to the visitors' broadcast booth and down below. Visitors' broadcast booth empty today with the windows closed. I can tell you right now, all the other broadcasters would have the windows closed out of fear. 1-1 the count. Right. And they don't realize they're on radio. It doesn't matter what they look like. John Sterling of the Yankees actually got hit with a foul ball yesterday in the Bronx. I remember doing the pinstripe ball. They said, you have John Sterling's chair. I said, is it pointed toward the field?
That's all I care about. Doesn't matter. Missed inside 2-1 the count. Looked at Jack and go, I got John Sterling's chair. It's great. Was also in the end zone. In there for a strike, good breaking ball, 2-2. I mean, he was in the end zone. It was behind the goalposts. Like, I mean, how about one at the 50? Penn State won the game in overtime. That's all that matters. 2-2. And Hartman delivers. That is line foul. Go out of the park and out of play beyond the Penn State coach's office. Still 2-2 on Mendoza. New baseballs by Jacob Odell. Brought out to Albert Jones behind the plate. 8 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors. The spikes, 4 runs, 7 hits, an error for Frederick as we play the bottom of the 8th inning. Hartman delivers. That's foul door right over the roof and out of play. Toward Porter Gardens. Frederick scored 2 in the 2nd, 2 in the 3rd. Shutout since. Spikes had 1 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 4th, 3 in the 5th, and 2 in the 6th. 8-4 State College, bottom of the 8th inning. Hartman, the right-hander, works from the first base side of the mound. And delivers. That is fouled again. First base side, past the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. I believe that was right toward Jerry's car. Two and two the count. Hartman looks into Escobar, gets what he wants. Leadoff hitter Mendoza waits. And that's popped up behind the plate. That's going to go over the dugout and get to the concourse first base side and out of play as Mendoza's been fouling off one pitch after another. This will be the 9th pitch of the at-bat coming up to Mendoza. So pitch number 9 with a 2-2 count. Hartman goes set, and the pitch. That is in the air, center field. Johnson, late break on it, comes on. It'll fall for a base hit. Mendoza gets his 2nd hit of the ball game, and Johnson got a late break on that, and it cost him. Here is Will Bush. Bush is 0-for-4 in the game. Will popped out to Nunez at short in the 1st. Flew to Shaver and left in the 3rd. Repeated it in the 5th and then grounded out the 2nd in the 6th. Again with that open stance in the left-handed box. Throw to 1st. Mendoza back standing. Mendoza 1-for-2 in stolen bases as a spike. By the way, Mendoza is signed to go to Arizona State. That's Bush fouling at 3rd base side over the roof and out of play. If Hartman was on a pitch count, Mendoza ate up a lot of it. Oh and 1 on the ground to 2nd. Relaford flips it 1 to Nunez. On to 1st. Double play, 4-6-3. 2 gone. Cam Buford to the plate. He's had a good day. He's 2-for-3. Single to center in the 1st. Grounded to 2nd in the 3rd. Single to right and scored in the 4th. And knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly deep to left field in the 6th. 2-for-3 in the game. He now has 2 RBIs this week for the Spikes. And Hartman delivers. Swing and a miss. Took something off that one. It's 0-1. Buford, we mentioned he's gone to Grambling State. He's actually out of South Holland, Illinois. First team all SWAC selection. The pitch. Low and outside. 1-1 the count. Three seasons, he had 36 home runs, 162 knocked in with a .319 average. Those are his career numbers. That is lined to left field, toward the left field corner. That's a base hit. Around 1st, he'll make the big turn. Shaver juggled it, but gets it back in there. And he has himself his 3rd hit of the afternoon. So a single by Buford to left. And that was a frozen rope. Tyler Wilson to the plate.
Wilson is 1-for-4. Flew to Johnson in center in the first. Fouled out to Shaver and left in front of the Frederick bullpen in the fourth. Singled to right and scored in the fifth, and then popped out to Nunez at short in the sixth. But again, we go back to that sequence where they put him in motion with runners on first and third, stayed out of a double play, and that ignited an inning for the Spikes. That's in there for a strike. They got a run out of it in the fifth inning, and it ended up triggering a three-run inning because they put him in motion with runners on first and third. It would have been a double play ball. It was hit right to Relaford, and they could not make a play at second. 0-1. Backed away inside. 1-1 the count. Relaford only had one play to first. Spikes got a run out of it, and Wilson was at second. The inning kept going. They got three. Little things like that. Take care of the little things. The big things take care of themselves. 1-1 the count, and Hartman delivers. Checked it. Wilson went around. No doubt. 1-2. It'll be Stanley, Shaver, and Nunez do 6, 7, and 8 in the Frederick batting order in the top of the ninth inning, in all likelihood against Spencer Hill. Linsky went 2 innings, 2 scoreless innings. Did an outstanding job. 1-2. There goes Buford. Swung on and missed strike three, and the inning is over. Spikes get no runs, couple of hits, strand one. But we go to the top of the ninth inning. 8-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home for a 6-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets versus Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
So we go to the ninth inning. Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the ninth inning, and you too could call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Outstanding job by Matthew Linsky as he goes 2 innings in this one. Gave up 2 hits, no runs, struck out 1, walked 1, and now gives way to Ty Buckner. Buckner making his third appearance with the Spikes. 1-0 record. He has struck out 5. He has walked 1. Last time out against Trenton on Tuesday night, he went an inning and a third. Struck out 3, walked 1. He did give up 2 hits, 3 runs, all earned. So Indiana Stanley is going to lead it off, followed by A.J. Shaver and Yo-Yo Nunez. Buckner out of Gonzaga, 6'2", 195 pounds, 24 years of age. The right-hander hails from St. Louis. We have chronicled in his appearances his remarkable journey to get to this point, and it is remarkable. And he'll start out the inning against Stanley, who is 1-for-3. That misses for a ball, 1-0 the count. Just to recap what he's done. 2018, he's rolling along pretty well. He's in the Cape Cod League with Harwich. And he had a 3.73 ERA high and tight. That hit, oh, goodness, it hit Albert Jones. Oh, no. 1-0 the count. Albert is on all fours, and they will come out, and Ashley McEwen comes out. She's going to take a look at him. Do you know how many times we've seen Albert hit by a pitch in the last 2 years? It's amazing. It's amazing. It's like almost every time he works the plate, something crazy happens, and that was part of it. Ashley McEwen's out there talking to him to make sure he's okay. This guy is a quality guy, an outstanding umpire. You hear me say it over and over again, game after game. If Albert's got the game at the plate, I don't even think twice about it. Don't even think twice. Ashley's taking a long look at him. We're talking about Ty Buckner as Albert works through his issue right now. He's on the left knee behind the plate. Now stands up, puts hands on both knees, talking to Ashley McEwen. The other umpires are in there, the classy State College fans, giving him some encouragement. Talked about Ty Buckner. He's rolling along really well as a prospect. So in 2018, he pitches in the Cape Cod League with Harwich and has a 3.73 ERA. Pretty darn good in that league. I mean, that's as fine a wooden bat league as you're going to find in the world. But then he suffers an Achilles injury in 2019. To his credit, fights back. Then in 2021, he has Tommy John surgery. To his credit, fights back again. And here he is today. 27 innings this year. Averaged 10.1 strikeouts per nine innings. And Albert's okay. He's going to stay in the game. Albert Jones, he'll clean off the plate. Count is 2-0 on Indiana Stanley. As you can tell, I have a lot of respect for this man. Throws a mask back on. He'll get back to work. Boy, there's one day in Williamsport last year. He got hit by four foul balls. It's like, ay, ay, ay. Shoulder, knee. Swing and a miss. 2-1 the count. 91 with the fastball. Ty throws a four-seam fastball, a two-seam fastball. He throws a slider and a change. On its way. Swing and a miss. That was the four-seamer there. It's 2-2. Favors more the first base side of the mound. Not dramatically. 2-2 the count on Stanley. Top of the ninth. 8-4 State College. Buckner delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him. Spikes pitchers have had a big day today. Strikeout brought to you by our great friends at Mountain Indy Health. On the 10th strikeout of the day, Mountain Indy Health is growing. And in 2024, we'll open a new outpatient center in Top Trees West. And in 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the medical center. Learn more at mountainindy.org. We'll be able to see that 10-story structure rise up here in the broadcast booth. In there for a strike to A.J. Shaver, it's 0-1. Shaver is 1-for-3, doubled the left, scored in the second, flew to right in the fourth, struck out swinging in the sixth. Buckner, high set at the letters. Ty delivers. Swung on and missed, another dart at 93. 0-2 the count. Tugs at the bill of the cap. Now has the glove resting against the left side of his chest. Stares into Will Bush. Gets what he wants, goes set at the belt. Now brings the set up high at the letters. Swung on and missed, strike three. Three pitches, three strikes, and two outs. The Spikes are to the doorstep on this Sunday evening. 11 strikeouts for the Spikes. This one brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, offering clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. So it's up to Yo-Yo Nunez, who was 0-for-2. Reached on an error in the second, flew to center to Huxdorf in the fourth, walked in the seventh. He is 0-for-2. Set by Buckner. Ty fires. That's just missed the outside corner. 1-0 the count. As mentioned yesterday, Dick Girardi used to have a play, two plays. One was called Yo, and one was called Yo-Yo. It's true. They all dealt with under the bat. It was under, out of bounds. Up high and away. 2-0 the count. Right? There are variations off two inbounds plays underneath the basket.
So, Yo-Yo, that's your name. It also fits two plays that Dick Girardi ran. The pitch. That is fouled to our right, clears the roof for the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. 2-1 the count. New baseballs brought out by Jacob Odell for Albert Jones. The gutsy Albert Jones. 2-1 the count. Outfield straight away, not deep. Infield back. Spikes are to the doorstep. High set by Buckner. 2-1. That's a dart for a strike. It's 2-2. 92 with the fastball. One strike away from taking this Sunday afternoon game. Buckner stares in. Now the high set at the letters. The 2-2 on its way, on the ground to first. Picked up there by Wilson. Takes it himself. Steps on the bag with the right foot. And the ball game is over. And the Spikes win it 8-4. An outstanding Sunday afternoon performance for the Spikes. They get two in the... Frederick gets two in the second, two in the third. But the Spikes get one in the first, one in the second, one in the fourth. Three in the fifth, two in the sixth, and win the game 8-4 with eight runs on 11 hits. And the Keys had four runs on seven. And the Spikes put it all together on this Sunday afternoon to win their fifth game of the year. An outstanding performance by State College this afternoon. I believe Jerry Valeri is going to do the post-game interview. One of the keys to a post-game interview is to ask questions. We'll see if he does. He may just say, great game, buddy. So we'll see who ends up getting picked. I would think, let's see, Ethan Mendoza might be a good choice with the triple and a single. Cam Buford had three hits, but the triple by Mendoza, he felt like that's the hit that broke the game open. Dave Tremblay right there at the top, shaking hands with everybody as they go through the high five line. And the Spikes win it 8-4. Now 5-4 with an off day tomorrow and a six-game road trip beckoning. So let's see who the choice will be downstairs for the postgame show. Always love hearing from the players. Opportunity for you as fans to meet them. And let's see. Will we get a player? Couple have popped out, but let's see. Might be Cam Buford. Cam Buford had three hits today. He went 3-for-4, and he knocked in a run with a sacrifice fly. And for the first time ever, Jerry will meet him. And he's downstairs outside the dugout with Cam on the first base side. And we're all set to go. They just have to get in front of the camera. And let's go downstairs. Jerry Valeri with Cam Buford.
This was a pretty good one, and this was a really easy one for me. Cam Buford, player of the game. Thank you so much for being here for the winning interview, Cam. Three hits today. How'd that feel to get that, just doing that at the plate?
The three hits felt good, but it especially felt good to get a dub today, and I'm glad for that.
Yeah, it was good. Rebounding from a game like yesterday, and then everybody getting the win, sending us home after the big, long homestand. What are you looking forward to most for this road trip coming up?
To start our winning streak, start ahead, win more games.
Winning streak start right here, and then we'll continue next week, and then we'll see you back in a week. Cam, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, that's your winning interview, Putnam. Thank you.
And that went about the way I thought it would. Final 8-4.
Thanks, Jerry, and we've got ball on.
8-4, the Spikes win it. And we'll come back with more in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
The day began with Golden Israel and Chumba singing the national anthem. It was great having the Penn State football players here as part of Uplifting Athletes. And don't forget, June 22nd will be at Penn State Lift for Life, benefiting rare disease research. And the Penn State football players have put it all together again. They'll be at 4 o'clock on the 22nd of June. It was great to have the Penn State football players today here to see the Spikes win it 8-4 over Frederick. We'll come back with the line score in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
The State College Spikes return home for a six-game stretch Tuesday, June 20th, all the way to Sunday the 25th. Highlights include the return of Dollar Beer Night Thursday the 22nd, Star Wars Sheets vs. Wawa on a 4-for-44 Friday the 23rd, a fireworks salute to John Williams on Adventure Night Saturday the 24th, presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and a salute to Pickleball Sunday the 25th. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to take your driving experience to the next level? Look no further than Toyota, the pioneers of automotive technology. With Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, you'll discover a world of cutting-edge innovation at your fingertips. Like advanced driver assist features, seamless connectivity, and unparalleled safety systems. Go to buyatoyota.com for special offers, then visit your local Toyota dealership. Offers end July 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes! Well, the story on this afternoon's game, the Spikes win it 8-4, go to 5-4 on the season. 8 runs, 11 hits, 4 errors for the Spikes. They left 9. Frederick, 4 runs, 7 hits, an error. They left 4. Ryan Ward gets the win. He's 1-0. Ryan Harrowell takes the loss. He's 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 50 minutes before 2,186 on this Sunday afternoon. The Spikes now we'll get tomorrow off and then go on a 6-game road trip and return here on Tuesday the 20th with a 6-game homestand against Mahoning Valley and West Virginia. It'll be half-price walking taco Tuesday, followed by wine Wednesday, which then in turn will be followed by dollar beer Thursday, a 4-for-44 Friday, and then on the 24th, Saturday the 24th, the Great Adventure Hunt in combination with the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau will take place with fireworks after the game on the 24th. And then Sunday at 4:05 on the 25th, another great matinee set up. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download statecollegespikes.com, or you can go to the box office, or if you're looking around saying, you know what, let's have some fun, you can walk up. It's all here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Final once again, the Spikes win it now by a score of 8-4, now 5-4 on the season. I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.